Blessings and welcome to The Path to Freedom, this beautiful space where we get to continuously set ourselves free, where we get to continuously allow forever greater and grander expressions of who and what we are, where we get to allow for an ever-expanding peace and love and joy and harmony to well up from within us to emerge. And all of this, regardless of conditions and circumstances, thus the setting ourselves free, right? My name is Daniel Ruquillo, and I am happy that I am here, and I'm happy that you're here so that we can walk this path together, so that we can do this inner work together. Today's topic is something about being pulled by vision and how being pulled goes beyond our plan. So the topic is something about being pulled by our vision along mysterious paths or paths unknown or beyond our plans. Being pulled by vision beyond along paths beyond our plans. And I was having a conversation with a dear friend the other day, and as I was sharing recent events, and not even recent, but the path that I'm being guided along and how it completely, and this is my perception. So a while ago, me and my family moved from Sweden to Spain, and a part of the reason why we moved was to enjoy the warm and nice climate down here, as opposed to the cold and dark winters in Sweden. We've been here for a few months now, and it's been not at all the way we thought it was going to be, to the point where we have actually made the choice to go back to Sweden in about 6 months. And as I believe I've shared before, the surface mind, the intellectual mind, my intellectual mind is from time to time absolutely trying to figure out why we were guided here and why we're now being guided to go back to Sweden. And a number of reasons comes to mind, but that's not the point. The point is that leaning into the four dimensions of trust and surrender, where we get to release and let go of our tendency to want to dictate how something is to happen, even what it is to happen and when it is to happen. Because the point is that we never know. We can always trust that Spirit is always eternally guiding and leading and moving us. Us being unique, perfect, whole, complete expressions of the One. Emanations of God, right? The will of God is to eternally come into ever greater and grander expressions of itself, to know more of itself, to reveal more of itself, to express more of itself, in essence through all of creation, thus in essence through us as these unique, perfect, whole, complete emanations of it, of the only thing there is. And as we are being guided along this path, I mean, a caterpillar, it is destined to become one thing. And that is a butterfly. Not all caterpillars, but at least some caterpillars are destined to become one thing, and that's a butterfly. An acorn is destined to become an oak tree. An apple seed is destined to become an apple tree. Seal cub is destined to become a seal. A kitten is destined to become a cat. A puppy is destined to become a dog, right? So in most of the animal and plant kingdoms, there's a predetermined destiny. But that is not so with us. But we, depending on the visions that we have and depending on the intentions that we have in our lives, which we're free to choose. I mean, we're all free to set our own intentions. We're all free to set our own visions in life and catch our own visions and say yes to our own visions and dreams and goals and intentions. And depending on what it is that we're saying yes to, the path unfolds itself. The path is being continuously unveiled, right? And this is so regardless of our plans. Our plan, my plan. Oh, so let me just go back to the vision that I'm being pulled by. So about a year ago, I set the intention. Actually, it's not a vision, it's an intention. About a year ago, I set the intention to live a simple, peaceful, and quiet life, unbound by time and place. And that intention, that vision has been guiding me ever since. And it is that intention that prompted me, that really called me to stand firm in the knowing that making this move was the right move for us to make. There are other factors playing into this move and our decision leading up to the move, but it was in perfect alignment with this vision of mine. But our plan, my plan, was to establish ourselves, that we as a family would establish ourselves here in this country, and that we would, I don't know, live out the rest of our days here. And then here we are, about 4 months in, and we've already decided to go back for a number of reasons. And the thing is that I know in my heart that whatever God's reasons were for us to make this move, whatever we needed to make this move to allow for the next iteration of who we are, that has already happened. Perfect unfolding and preparation is always happening. So we needed to make this move. I needed to make this move as an individual, and we as a family needed to make this move. Now we have learned, now we have moved to the next level, assisted and facilitated and midwifed by us making this move. And now it is time for us to go to the next level. Now, it would have been so much nicer and easier had we not needed to make the move back. But, and this is the point, we always get to trust that whatever is happening, whatever we feel inspired to do, whatever is out picturing in the external world, it is just the perfect thing. And God doesn't care about our plans. God doesn't even care about our preferences. Yes, there are sacred laws that we get to collaborate with and work with, and they correspond to whatever we think about the most and whatever we talk about the most, and so forth and so on. But superseding these are the intentions that we have set for ourselves, what we're being moved toward. So while I'm not going to say that we're wise to make up plans, because really, making plans doesn't really serve us, because the plans that we make out for ourselves and for our lives and for whatever projects or endeavors that we have and that we catch and that we jump into or get into, whatever these plans are, they come from the limitations of our minds, the limitations of our ability to imagine and our ability to intellectualize and all of these things. But our minds being finite, our intellects being finite, our imagination being confined to our previous experiences, it means that these plans, they are not ever the highest possibility for us, for whatever project we're involved in, or dream or vision or intention. But there's always something bigger. There's always something greater to be revealed. The path that we have may not necessarily be the straightest or most beneficial path, but God always has a greater plan for us. Spirit being omniscient, meaning that Spirit knows all there is to know and all sees all there is to see, it always knows when something needs to happen and how something needs to happen and even why something needs to happen and even what needs to happen for us to be moved toward the intentions, toward the highest possibility for us in our lives. And we're so wise to release and let go of our tendency to want to dictate and micromanage, our tendency to want to hold on to the way we want things to be, to way we want things to play out and outpicture themselves. Because we do not know, we do not know, we do not ever know even the highest good for ourselves, even the best path for ourselves. We do not know. All we know is what we're being called to do in this now moment. 10 minutes from now, a week from now, a month from now, a year from now, as our consciousness has expanded, as we've moved further along our path, we may be guided to move or take off in a completely new direction. And yes, we do absolutely have the right to have preferences. We absolutely have the right to exercise our free will and make conscious choices. But at the end of the day, we're wise to tune into that still small voice. We're wise to lean into, what is it called, the Buddhist terminology? Non-attachment. To release our attachments to how we want things to be. What we think should be. And all of these things. So let us in this now moment take a deep breath. Let us reset our minds. Let us close our eyes and put a smile on our face. Taking a deep breath in, breathing in. And releasing. Another deep breath in. And releasing. So this is how we break free from our attachments. This is how we set ourselves free, because now, whatever emotional content that we may have been hijacked by, preferences, thoughts as to what should and should not be, judgments, opinions. As we take these cleansing, healing, sacred breaths, we release that attachment. We break free from being identified with that emotional and mental content. And now we get to affirm and bring ourselves back into the knowing that, and I invite you to repeat after me or say it with me. Because now we are free to lean into knowing that all is well. That something wonderful is happening. That everything is working for our highest good. That perfect preparation and unfolding is always happening. And as we repeat these over and over and over again, as we treat our own minds to habitually live from this inner knowing, from these affirmations, we more and more and more set ourselves free to not get upset when our plans do not work out, but to trust that whenever our plans are not playing out the way we want them to or think they should, that's a gift and a blessing from Spirit guiding and leading us in a new direction. Guiding and leading us in a direction that is more in alignment, that is more direct toward the good that we wish to experience. Because God knows what needs to happen, and Spirit knows, this benevolent, loving presence, it knows what needs to happen and how it needs to happen. It knows the path forward for us. The straightest path, the highest path toward the good that we wish to experience. So our job is to be very clear on what it is that we wish to experience. Our job is to be very clear on our intentions, being able to articulate and describe these, not attaching ourselves to the outcome, not attaching ourselves to how they are to come into demonstration and manifestation, or when, but still being clear on the direction. And to the best of our ability, move in that direction, taking steps in that direction, taking action that lead us in that direction. Sometimes small incremental action, sometimes big and mighty action. But when we feel inspired, when we feel compelled to take off in a new direction, that is not a failure, that is not a mistake. Nothing is ever lost. We're not falling backward, we're not going backwards. But we have moved forward, and now we're being guided to move in a new direction that will continue to take us forward, will continue to move us into ever greater and grander expressions, right? So So let us take another deep breath, another set of deep breaths, closing our eyes, putting that smile on our face, releasing tension, releasing judgments, releasing opinions, releasing attachments. And let us breathe in, take a deep breath in. And breathing out. And the deep breath in. And let's once again lean into these beautiful and powerful affirmations. All is well. Something wonderful is happening. Everything, even this, is working for our highest good, for the highest good. And even now, perfect preparation and unfolding is always happening. Because it is always happening. God never makes a mistake. God never makes a meaningless act. Whatever prompted us to move in a particular direction, that was the right move for us to make. That was the right choice for us to make when we made it. Now, as we are elevated, as we have come farther along, now it is time for us to perhaps make a new choice, to allow for something new, so that we can continue to allow for the expansion to happen, so that we continue to make ourselves open and available to be guided and moved and led. Life is not a straight line. No journey, no adventure is a straight line, but it's a continuous. And I'm reminded in this moment of, I don't even know if it's true, but it makes sense. It makes sense to me. I may need to do some fact checking before bringing it up again, but I'll let it slide for now. I've heard that an airplane on autopilot does not ever go in a straight line. So an airplane taking off from LAX and headed for, I don't know, New York or Europe, Berlin or Stockholm or Madrid or Barcelona or Hong Kong or Beijing or whatever. Once the pilots activate the autopilot, that plane does not fly in a straight line, but it continuously make little course corrections, because it's continuously moved out of course by currents and winds and, I don't know, turbulence. So that autopilot, its job is to bring the plane back on course over and over and over again. And this path that we're walking, it's exactly the same. We need to get back on course. Now, because we're not ever moved out of course or off course, but we need to correct our course. We need to make little course corrections. So the invitation for us today is to bring our attention toward our minds, where we're holding on to, I don't know, judgments, opinions about things not unfolding the way we want them to demonstrations not coming into manifestation when we want them to, or how we want them to, and come back to trusting that even in the midst of this, perfection is happening. Divine and perfect timing is happening. Divine and perfect activity is happening always. So that we can set ourselves free to be in peace and be in joy and be in harmony regardless of what seems to be on the surface. And questions to ask, where am I holding on to judgments? Where am I holding on to negativity? Where am I attaching myself to a particular outcome? How can I move deeper into trusting and surrendering into thy will be done? That whatever is happening, it is just perfect. Because God, Spirit, this benevolent, loving presence, the higher power, it knows what needs to happen. And as we ask these, as we stop and come back and reset our minds and reclaim our minds and come to full stop on a regular basis, making these little course corrections, tuning into that still small voice, asking perhaps, am I still on course? Am I still moving in the direction of the good that I wish to experience, in the direction of my dreams and visions and goals and intentions? As we do this on a regular basis, as we make this a habit, a beautiful flow and a beautiful ease and grace begins to emerge into our lives. Because now we're not making life happen, but we're just allowing life to guide and lead and move us forward. Cool. Thank you so much for tuning in, for participating. Until we meet again, as always, I bless our ways, and I bless our days, in the absolute knowing that all is well. And feel free to repeat these words with me, to say these words with me, in the full knowing that all is well, that something wonderful is happening, that everything is working for our highest good, the perfect preparation and unfolding is always happening. With much love, many blessings.